welcome to Makeshift Majesty. Thank you for joining us here today, and I hope you stick around with us over the coming weeks as we slowly but surely start piecing together some podcast episodes. If you want to follow along with me on social media or anything, go to hyperspace.app. I'm constantly writing cryptocurrency posts there underneath the Mythocurrency username, so find me there. Also, be sure to find me on Twitter at Mythocurrency, and of course on YouTube, the Mythocurrency channel. It's all part of the Pop Majesty Network. And again, so we got the podcast, we got YouTube, we have Hyperspace, we have Twitter. We're all over the place, and sometimes we're going to talk about more some subjects more in other areas. So just jump around, follow along, and everything will work out. Okay, we went through Constantinople. Okay, it's happened, right? We hit the block, 7,080,000. We hit that block, and things apparently have gone through just fine. You know, so what have we done? We have EIP-145 that introduces bitwise shifting instructions, reducing the cost of shifts in smart contracts by 10%. So like 10% less gas. We have EIP-1052, which allows smart contracts to verify one another by pulling just the hash of the other smart contracts instead of the whole code. So, you know, that means fast smart contract verification. So you don't have to do the whole code. Obviously, it speeds things up. EIP-1014, which enables the more effective execution of state channels, which allow off-chain transactions. And EIP-1283, which reduces the gas cost for the S-store operation. And additionally, of course, 1234. Sounds like the combination for my luggage, but actually it's a block reward adjustment, which goes from 3 ETH down to 2. So what does that do? Well, obviously, you know, miners might be a little bit disappointed in that. Of course, you know, we're eventually going to be switching over to proof of stake. But what it also does is it makes Ethereum more scarce because less rewards are given. So that's good, too. And the difficulty bomb is delayed for another 12 months. So really, I mean, that's kind of like where we are with things, and things have gone through, it seems like, just fine. So what we have is less supply, same or higher demand, and scarcity. People are looking at, you know, CoinMarketCap, they're looking at, well, did it bump up the price or whatever like that. This is an improvement to Ethereum as a whole. So this is going to help developers. This is going to help overall the future of Ethereum. If you're looking at a bump in price, that's not what the goal was. So if you're a trader, that's a separate issue altogether. Just focus, pay attention to what's going on right now, and just be grateful that things went off without a problem. So that's where we are with Ethereum. It's chugging along. Meanwhile, I want to bring up something else that you might need to pay attention to, is what's going on with Zilliqa. I don't know if you know or not. Well, you should know. I would assume you should know, is that Zilliqa, they're at a state right now where their network has grown significantly in hashing power, and you know, nodes are participating and difficulty. Everything just seems to be going along just great. They said that, and here's the big deal why I'm talking about it, is that at their current rate of way things are going, they're looking at opening up their mainnet anytime now. They say, you know, beginning early March. Well, we're in early March, so that should be happening soon. So in the coming weeks, they're going to be preparing some more announcements with instructions on how we can swap our ERC-20 Zilliqa tokens to mainnet Zilliqa tokens. And we'll need to pay attention to that, because if we miss our chance to participate in that, you could very well be stuck with some useless ERC-20 Zilliqa tokens. Now, that may not be the case, but its potential exists that that can happen. So pay attention to what's going on with Zilliqa. Go to their website. They have many different social media links. You can follow along on Telegram and other areas. Just stay connected to them. Read their blogs, and you won't miss the bus on that. Okay, now let's take a look at today's CoinMarketCap. Bitcoin, as of March 3rd, 2019, is at $3,847. Ethereum is at $133.27. Doing really well, actually. In my opinion, I think things are going just great with Ethereum. XRP is at 31 cents. You know, Coinbase has rolled out XRP on Coinbase, so you can get your XRP there. And people were wondering, hey, how come things didn't go crazy with XRP? Things are what they are. It's a step forward. Some people are questioning that step. You know, of course, there's some Coinbase backlash going on in the news. I would recommend that you do a Google on Coinbase in the news to see what people are complaining about. People are worried about their privacy, and many users are trying to get away from Coinbase. So read up on that for sure. I'm not going to go into detail because that's a lot of talk about some business. I'm not really interested in that. Just make your own decision. Do you want to be with Coinbase or not? That's up to you. For EOS right now is $3.55. Litecoin, hey, yo, Charlie Lee. Not out, word up to Charlie Lee out there. But $48.35. And yeah, so that's where we are in the top five. Some other projects, you know, of course, that have got my attention right now. Stellar seems to be making a move right now. They're doing really well at 8 cents right now. There was a kind of a jump up here recently. And then Cardano is at 4 cents. And yeah, so that's where we are for the time being. So what I'm going to talk about right now is an article I have on Hyperspace. It kind of, I encourage you to go there and check it out and amp it, if you will. It's my top 10 for the month of March of what I think needs to be done for Hyperspace. I won't go down to top 10 because I want you to go to Hyperspace and participate. It's a fun little place to enjoy your social media goodness, if you will, and also earn cryptocurrency on the side as well. But just right off the base, you know, right off, you know, from the get-go, the one thing that jumps out at me is they need to make it to where you can cash out. You got to be able to cash out. Otherwise, a cryptocurrency site or a social media site powered on cryptocurrency is utterly useless. We could pretend that people want to be on Hyperspace purely for its social media goodness. It's not quite there that yet. So they got to have an edge, and that edge is paying their users. So if you can't cash out, it's not doing its job. But they're working. I do know that there's some releases coming out, and I'm sure there's going to be some good stuff happening. So don't let that negative kind of bother you. I know that they're working on it, and they might have already come up with a solution on that. But just wanted to mention that article. If you want to read up on that, definitely go to Hyperspace. Sign up as a user. I think you automatically get like daily payments. You know, you get paid daily if you just sign up and verify with your, you know, smart device or smartphone. So if you do that, you're going to get paid without even having to write anything every day. So definitely do that for sure. Okay, what else is in the news right now? I'm going to mention something else that's kind of off topic, but I'm sure you'll roll with me on this, and that's, right now, I'm starting to watch the Umbrella Academy, and right now, it's starting off okay. It kind of has this, you know, it kind of has this Watchmen vibe. It's kind of like Watchmen meets X-Men meets, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to go in too far. It's a Netflix show, so if you have Netflix, check it out. Chemical Romance guy wrote it as a Dark Horse comic, and then it became a Netflix series. It's got Ellen Page in it and a bunch of other folk. It's starting off kind of fun. There's, you know, some characters that are brighter than others. And it's one of those kind of whodunit kind of deals and a mystery. But my overall comment right now is there's some Netflix series. I've sat down with my wife. And my wife, if you don't know her, she's really into horror. Of course, you don't know her. But she's really into horror. We sit down and we'll watch like the Hill House series. We watched a ton of shows together on there. Even like Better Call Saul and all kinds of stuff. So she's a cool chick. But I did notice that we were watching Umbrella Academy. And she fell asleep during the first episode. So may not be for everybody. And I think it's okay. I think it could be better in some places. But I think I'll keep at it. So let me know what you think about Umbrella Academy. Hit me up on Twitter at Mythocurrency. I'd like to know what you think about it. What should I look out for? I'm only on episode 3 at the moment. So let me know what I'm missing. I heard there's some stories like if you pay attention to the background, there's some certain characters that you'll notice or whatever. I'm looking for that right now. But just my early thoughts is it looks pretty good. It could be a little bit better, but I think a lot of you out there will probably enjoy it. Another report here is I know some gamers. I know Jackson Palmer, Jackson on Twitter, if you follow him. He got into Apex Legends. Everybody's getting Apex Legends, which is, a very blatant attempt to kind of win over the Fortnite crowd, if you will, by offering a free game with, in-game purchases and whatever. So it's a very blatant, attempt, a move to make like a Fortnite competitor. And they're marketing themselves pretty well. A lot of people are, hopping on and giving it a try and downloading it because it's free to download. I went ahead, my son didn't realize that he could download it. So I went ahead and downloaded it for him thinking I'd surprise him. And the first thing he said when he came downstairs is, "Oh, Dad, that's the game that's trying to get rid of Fortnite. They're competing against Fortnite. I don't want to play it." He had that kind of attitude. So obviously, people out in social media, the social media influences out there are already planting that bug in people's heads. My kid is a young kid, and he's already saying stuff like that. So obviously, maybe the Fortnite crowd's been getting into the ear of some of these social media influencers. But yeah, right off the bat, my son, without even ever playing it or probably seeing one frame of video, declared it as something he wasn't sure he wanted to play. I tried it briefly. The one thing I'll notice, and it's something that was actually brought up to me by a friend of mine who I actually agree with, is unlike Fortnite, in Fortnite, you have a character, you see him all the time, you run around, you're hopping, you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You see your character in game. Well, how is a user going to get excited about buying skins and equipping themselves and wearing funny costumes if it's a first person video game where you don't see your character on the screen? And that's a good point. Why would you want to unlock skins if you never see yourself while you're playing? So that's just a thought. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But yeah, really, that's about all I'm going to say today. These episodes are short, and they're going to be short for a little while. I have a plan, and I can't tell you what the plan is right now, but it's going right now. It's a transition process, and it is happening. So when we're finished with that, things will get better. Things will get more exciting. But I just wanted to kind of stay in touch with you guys, let you know I'm thinking about you. Please tell friends to subscribe because we're getting ready to do great stuff on here. And again, check us out online, at Twitter, on YouTube, and on Hyperspace. Great things are coming. Comment, on social media, anywhere. Let me know what you would like me to talk about, what subjects you want me to get into, what cryptocurrencies you want to stay updated about. Maybe I'll get some interviews on here. If you have a project that needs mention, let me know, and we'll see what we can do. Thank you so much. Have a great day.